And Rav Chisda says, pros buli ubuti. Pros means a takana, it's a takana. Are you getting it down? It's a takana for who? For the bule, the rich, ubute, and the poor. It's a takana for both the rich and the poor.
What number is this?
Number one. Shir 4 v'chazara number one. This is what it means. Pros takana. A takana for the rich and the poor. What is the kavana hagdara, the definition of the word? Prusbul. It is a, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk, bulos. Shavarti is gone uschem. The Tanya Yosef said, Elu bulos. These are the rich people, should be Huda. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Evi Shevra Rechushim. Shem will destroy the property of those rich guys who are Bali Gaiva. And Buti means Anim, it says, Tichsiv Havet Tavitenu. The word Avat, or Buti, it's like the word Bat. Bat means poor people. So it is a takana for the Ashirim that their loans can remain intact. They don't lose the money in the loan. And it's a takana for the Anim that their door will not be closed in front of them. They'll be able to get what loans. Plain and simple. That is number one. Okay, we got that clear? That answer is number one. Yes, prus means takana. Buti is for the rich. Bule is for the... Bule means for the rich. Bute is for the poor. Yes. That is what the definition of the word prusbul lamaisa is. Now, the marshal... So that's number one. Okay, number two. What do we add on to this? So what we added on is the following.
Rabbi, is it the third packet or the fourth packet?
We're on number four. Three was we did yesterday, 1 through 10. We're on number four, one. And I gave them out. And if you want to take a picture and send them to the chat too, Mayor. I think if Nate wanted to type them up afterwards, that's all. But you can read it. I printed it. Thank you. So what number two is, what do we add on to this? Let's get it. Number one, we added from the Marshal and the Maram Shif that the letters Lamed and Tes are transposed. So therefore, Lamed and Tes are, so it's as if it's written prosbot, okay? So the Iker what? The Iker Lamaisa, the Iker Takana was for the rich that they shouldn't lose, that's why it's called prosbul. But the bottom line is that you could also get the word bute in there, because lamed and tes are transposed. So instead of prusbul, the last letter could be prusbut. Now I forgot who told me. One of the guys looked up there, Shimshon Nafal Hirsch had in the That was you, Gabriel, in the dictionary that you said, and you found that Rabbi Shimshon Nafal Hirsch wrote in his dictionary?
Yeah. Yeah, that the lamed and the tes, they're like phonetically interchangeable.
Lamed and tes. I don't see how they are at all, you know. But
yeah, I don't know.
That's what he writes. Okay, good. That's number one thing that we added. Number two, the Bartanura says that the rich guys will not be over to Isser v'Shamer Lechav. So why does Rashi, the Bach asks on Rashi, why did Rashi focus on that the rich guys won't be over in Isser of Ishamalacha? Why did Rashi focus on that they won't lose their loan? That was the kasha we said from the Bach. So he answered, because the Lashon of Takana is La'ashirim, is Mashim Mitzad, the fact that they're rich. That's why Rashi goes out of his way and he says, Shalo Yafsidu. Because the word, the Lashon of the Takana, is the fact that they're rich. So you want to focus on the rich, the materialism, and not the spirituality that won't be over in Isser. But we did say that Bizman Hazeh, since Shvi'is is not an Issa D'Oraisa, Rashi did not want to say the Iker Tam is because of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Maybe that's why. We just pointed out that's a little bit difficult, because we had pointed out that Rashi Manhol Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh is what? Is the D'Oraisa, remember? We said that the Chassam Sofer wanted to say Shad Mekesem Mishnah. Maybe since Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh is D'Rabbanan, he wanted to avoid Hishamar Lav. Hishamar the Shark. It's not really a Lav in that tale. We said it's a little difficult. We said, according to Rashi, you might not speak as well as the Raisa. That was the Sam Sofer's answer. We thought it was a little bit difficult, though. And then the go in the Shnose Leao says, the Iker word pros bule is a takana la ashirim. The Iker reason why Hillel made the takana is that the Ashirim should not, we don't want the Ashirim to be over Nisr. So the Gaon and the Shnos Ha'al says in the Hanami, there are two reasons. One is the Iker reason. The Iker reason is the takana le Ashirim, that they we don't want the Ashirim to be over Nisr. Rashi's adding on a secondary reason, no problem. So again, to summarize, number one is that it's a takana for the rich and the poor. The word buli is rich, buti is poor. Number two, we said, Lamaisa. We said the Iker is that they shouldn't lose. The Iker Takana is that the rich guy shouldn't lose. That was the Iker Pruz Bul. Because in the word what? Pruz Bul, you have what? You have Buli, you have rich. Where's Buti? Buti's only in there if you transpose the test in the Lamed. So obviously the term focuses more on the rich guys than the what? Than the poor guys. And that's what we said the Iker reason is. But the Barthanura says that the rich guy should not be over the Isra Yishamar. Bach asks, why did Rashi not say that? Why did Rashi say that they won't lose their money? Say what the Mishnah said. So he said, because he wanted to focus on the Ashiris, the Lashon of the Ashiris. But we said, maybe Shvis is Manazah. That's why I didn't quote the Pasuk, because the Pasuk only listed Rabbanon. So he wanted to focus on the Hefsin. But the Gaon says both reasons are correct. The main reason is that it's a takana for the rich guys, it shouldn't be over an Isser. And Rashi adds on a secondary reasoning. Okay, that answers number two. Three, what did we say regarding Tisha B'Av and what was the Yisod the Rambam said the Gabi Akira? B'Lin Neder, this will be on the Bechina. The Bechina will be B'Lin Neder on Monday at 10:15 online. I don't think I'm going to be in person at that time, so I'll be administering it at home. And we'll have a shir from 9 to 9:30, the short shir. And then you can ask questions with me till 10:15, and then we'll distribute the Bechina online.
It'll be,
you'll send it to me an email after you're done. You'll send it to me an email after you're done, and then we'll have Shir Lamites on Monday. We'll see what time we'll have Shir, but you only need an hour for the Bechina. It'll be very, very, very easy Bechina. Okay? All right. Let's continue now. Number three. Sunday we continue upon Chazar. Let's go number three. This question will definitely be on the Bechina B'Lineder. What do we say by Tisha B'Av? And what was the Yisod the Rambam said about Akira? We said that the whole klal that in order to appeal a Takan and a Gzeri need to be greater B'Chachma and Minyan is only said by Gzeris and Takanas. But by Adin D'Raisa, there's a principle called Yiftach B'Doro K'Shmuel B'Doro. What does that principle mean? That even though Yiftach was not as big of a Tam B'Chachma as Shmuel, but he can argue on Shmuel, even though Shmuel lived before him. Because when you deal with the D'Araisa, we're not subject to that Din of Chachma Minni. It's a little counterintuitive. You might have thought the opposite, but it's not true. There was a Sefer published against Rav Moshe, saying, how can Rav Moshe argue on the Kiveg and Lord of Yudah? Don't premise the Sefer's wrong. Of course Rav Moshe can argue on them. He's entitled to his opinion. He's one of the Gedolei Adornos on a Din D'Araisa. The whole concept is Ravina Ravasi Sofa Ra. But Metzia Payim, and I'll close the chapter in history, but number two, the Vilna Gaon says on their own, no one can argue on the Gemara. But an Akron can argue on a Rishon if you're a Gadol. You're entitled to your opinion. If you have Raya's, if you're a Gadol, be a Throyo.
So if it only applies to the Rabbanans, we said?
The whole requirement is only by Xeris and Takanas, which are the Rabbanans, Mayor, yes. You have to be greater of a Chachmini, but at the Arise, you don't have to be. That's the Rambam's famous Chav, based on the Yushalmi. And we said that is Mazra Tisha B'Av, Rav Zulfi said. Because Rabbi HaKadosh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Megillah, Hanabes. How can you want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? Chum didn't agree with us, so we don't hold like Rabbi. It was a case that was pushed off. Rabbi wanted to get rid of it. How can Rabbi want to get rid of it? If you don't fast on if you don't mourn on Yom Kippur, you're not going to see the Necham of Yishalayim. Now, how can he uproot it? He wasn't great of a Chacham of Minyan. So the answer was, they're arguing on the level of the Araisa. They're arguing whether Makribin Afu Mishim Bobayis. Can you be Makrib Korbin when there's no edifice of structure? Rabbi said you could. So if Rebbe says you could, there's no reason to have Tisha B'Av. Chachamim say, no, you can't. Either it's only a matter, and we're mourning because it was downgraded from a chiyuv to a matter. Either you can't at all. You can't at all, a meiser. Or either you could say Tisha B'Av is for other reasons, not just for the lack of korbanos. It's because of the day of tragedy. It's the day of tragedy of Kal Yisrael. If you say any of those approaches, it makes a lot of sense, Lamaisa, that they're arguing on a constant theorisa. So the whole Kasha Tosis doesn't start. How could Rebbe repeal it? It's not created by Chacham Minyan. It's not repealing. Jonathan. They're arguing on a level of the Yeraisa. That is the principle. Yiftach Bedarik, Yishmul Bedarik. Rosh Hashanah Chafez and Mej. You've got to know this. And therefore, Tisha B'Av remains Lamaisa. Tisha B'Av remains. We hold like the Chacham against Rabbi HaKadosh. But you must get this, okay? Yes, Jonathan.
I'm still confused why, when dealing with the Doraisa, that Chachamim is unnecessary.
Because not a Takana and a Gzeirah. The nature of the din is that it's Doraisa, which lends itself to Yiftach Bedarik and Shmuel Bedarik. You go to the Shofet, that's Bayamah Mimahein. And they'll let you darshan and din Doraisa. It's not a Derabanan. You got to know that in Lamdus. You always got to determine, is the din a din Doraisa or a din Derabanan? Nafkamin is a Shofet. There's another nafkamin. If it's a takana or gzeira to repeal it, you have to be greater of a chachamin. But for the Yoraisa, you don't need to be. That's why I say it's counterintuitive. You might have said the opposite. There's a counterintuitive spark. You must know this. This is critical. And that's what we said about Tisha B'Av, how Rebbe was able to what, why he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, Hamid base. That answers number three. Okay? All these questions might be on. Four. What is the Maram Shif and the Chassam Sofer, the first Yaakov, ask on the sheet of Mishtir Stars of the Yoraisa? Remember we had an opinion that Mesir Starsa is the Yoraisa? We had that. If Mesir Starsa is the Yoraisa, then we got a problem. What's the problem? How could he say Avtaline? How could he say if I had the Koach I would get rid of it? What do you mean you get rid of it? It's the Yoraisa. You can't just get rid of it, the Yoraisa. Mayor, get that down. That's the Kasha. The Gemara had a Lashon that if you hyperusbul's ublin to the dining, if I had the Koach I would what? If I had the koach, I would what? I would get rid of it. Avtaline. Yes? What do you mean I'd get rid of it? If you hold the serious stars, Lamaisa, if you hold the serious stars and Prusbul's Diraisa, both of them, whose Shita was that? That was the Tysus. That was Tysus. Tysus' Shita was, could the Sifri, right? That if you hold that, Tysus' Shita was that if you hold Prusbul and serious stars and Diraisa, what do you mean, Mash? What's the shock to say Avtaline? You want to eat ham. Oh, I want to get rid of the din of ham being usher. What are you, nuts? You can't do that. That was the kasha that they asked. So what's the answer? That's question number three. That was number four. Five. What's the answer to the Chassam Sofer? Chassam Sofer's answer is very beautiful. You know what it means? Basically, we're not getting involved. They'd be dodgers. They would not be involved with people. They wouldn't make themselves available. And therefore, the Dayanim would what? The Dayanim wouldn't take the stars. They wouldn't write a Prusbul. They wouldn't be found. You couldn't find them anywhere. And therefore, what? Didn't mean literally he'd get rid of it. He wouldn't be around in order to implement. That's what it meant. So please get that. Okay. But that's a unique sheet to say both Prusbul and what? And the Seer Stars of the Yoraisa. So enough to say Seer Stars of the Yoraisa. Say Prusbul too? We did have a sheet like that with the Tysus. The Tysus says it befairish. Taisa says if a fairish lamaisa here on Lamed Zayinim and Beis, sorry, on Lamed Bavim and Beis, Zuck the Taisus. Yeah, Taisa says if a fairish lamaisa. Taisa says if a fairish, okay? Taisa says if a fairish on, when memory quotes the Taisa quotes the Sifri, that the whole thing is a Dindi Raisa, and he says it right here, Lamed Bavim and Al, there it is. Tibra Maskil Mi'ika Midi. He quotes a Sifri. Okay, good. Lamaisa. The whole thing. And then he says it also on Lamed Vavim and Beis as well. He says that it's a Diraisa. Okay? So we have this sheet of Lamaisa. It's very clear. Okay, that answers number what?
You ready? What was the answer again?
The answer is if something's Diraisa, like Prusbul and Mysterious Stars, how can you say I want to get rid of it? I want to get rid of ham. You can't get rid of ham. The answer is they would not avail themselves in order to do Mesir Stars or write up a Prusbul. That's what Avtalina means. Not that they were going to get rid of it. They wouldn't be involved in order to do it. Okay? That's the answer to the Chassam Sofer. Okay, that answers number four. Five. That answers five. Six. Let's go. What did the Pnei Yoshu and the Pnei Shlomo, two different Gedolei Achronim, say about Beis Din Chashuv Lagabi the sheet of Mesirus Stars being the Yoraisa? If Mesirus Stars is the Yoraisa, then why do you need a strong Beis Din? Beis Din is not Mafia the Mama. Who's Mafia the Mama? The Yoraisa is. The Torah does. So if Mesiris Tars is the Arisa, what do you need a Beis Din Michashev in order to write a Prusbel? They're a strong Beis Din that they can release the money. What do you mean Mesiris Tars is the Arisa? That's the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua and the Pnei Shlomo. So the Pnei Yoshua answers Minat Torah. The question is, if you hold Mesiris Tars as the Arisa, why does the Gemara say you need a Beis Din Olim? You need a Beis Din that is strong. Why do you need a Beis Din that's strong? According to Tosafot, Hillel taught us to do the Mesiris Tars, which is the Arisa. Right? The mechanism is the Arisa. So why do you need a Beis Din that is strong Lafuki Mamun? Beis Din is not Lafuki Mamun, it's the Arisa. So what's the answer? Pnei Yoshua says, let's get it. Pnei Yoshua says that Beis Din must be strong because that's the mechanism. The mechanism is Kegavui Dami Aryeh. In order to make it Gavui Dami, the Beis Din must be strong. In order to be Gavui Dami, the Beis Din must be strong.
It's still part of six, the edges.
Yes, it's all part of number six. That's the Pnei Yoshua's answer. And the Pnei Shlomo says, Davka Minatera, any Beis Din works. Midrabonon, you need a Beis Din that's Chashuv. In a Chanami. If Mesiris Taurus is the Arisa, then any Beis Din should work. But the Takana was, what was the Takana? The Takana is that you should not what? What's the Takana? You shouldn't write in a regular Beis Din. Should be a Beis Din that's strong. And therefore the Mesiris Taurus have to be Midrabonon in a Beis Din that's strong. Okay? In a Chanami, the second answer of the Shlomo is in a Chanami, Minatera. It should be any Beis Din. The Mesiris Taurus is the Arisa. Okay, that's six, seven. Pnei Shlomo says, in a Chanami, Minat Torah says, Beis Din is strong. You don't need a Beis Din Chashuv to do Beis Din Mesiris Taurus. But Min Rabbanan, they required one. It's Min Rabbanan. That's what I said. The premise of the Kasha remains, basically. Okay, that answers number one. Six, seven. What is the sheet of rope? What is the sheet of Rishon Legavi Beis Din Chashuv Legavi Prusbel? Plain and simple. Let's get it down. Might be one of the questions. Rabbeinu Tam sheet is that Halacha L'Maisa, you need a Beis Din Chashuv. It doesn't have to be on the level of Rav Avim Rav Asi, but it has to be the Beis Din Chashuv of that door. And he proves it from the Rabbanan and the Beis Rav Asi that they gave over words. What do you mean? The Rabbanan and Rashi were not the Beis Din Chashuv Shibador. So the Rosh says, yes, they were. Rav Asi was the Gadol Hador, and they were considered the Talmidim of the Gadol Hador. And the Talmidim of the Gadol Hador are considered the Beis Din Chashuv. So enough to have the Beis Din Rav Asi, even though it wasn't like Rav Avim Rav Asi, but there was a Beis Din that was Chashuv at that door. I was Talmidim. They were Talmidim of Rav Asi, so it's like a Beis Din Chashuv. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam with the Rosh. The Rosh continues and says, Rabbeinu Tam writes, Bizman Hazeh, you don't even need to write a Prusbel. Because we don't have a Beis Din that strong, Lamaisa, like Rav Avim Rav Asi. That's what Rabbeinu Tam writes in the beginning. Shebitchila Kaz, that's what Rabbeinu Tam wrote. Now the Beis Yosef quotes the Chubas of Remeir in Rutenberg, and he learns Pshat in the Rami, you need a Beis Din Chashuv Mamish. Please get it. You need a Beis Din Chashuv like Rav Avim Rav Asi, and Beis Yosef is Doicha. The Ram also is Moda that any Beis Din of the door that's Chashuv is enough. The few other sheetas I want you to get here. The Beis Yosef quotes about a Truma that you do not need a Beis Din Chashuv Shibador. Any Beis Din knows of a Shemitah is enough and Prusbel. As long as they're appointed as Beis Din in that city, that's called the Beis Din Chashuv. That's the Mechaber Tzimin Tzimin Zayin Sifchi Yiches. And the Rosh says that the Talmidim worked of Rav Ashi, he's Cholek on Shmuel. And they hold you don't need a Beis Din Chashuv. They hold any Beis Din's good, and that's what the Tur and the Ramah. So they basically say it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Shmuel says he's a Beis Din Chashuv, and the Rav Ashi holds that Yitaka don't, and therefore anyone's good. It trickles down to be a Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber says you need a Beis Din Chashuv, Ramah says you don't. The Ron said that's why our Beis Din we use, I guess we're not a Beis Din Chashuv, we're not a Seviz, they didn't then use the Rabbinical Council of America for mice. Okay, but the reader blank said there were two mistakes in their principle, as I pointed out to you guys. There wasn't the place. They didn't write the place, and they didn't say in front of us there was a Beis Din of three. Two mistakes. I don't know. I'm not commenting for mice.
I mean, a lot of shuls, just whoever's there in Baal Bat, whatever, they just sign each other's
birthday. Yeah, but they got to write the place. Don't you have to write the place? Okay, maybe everyone knows where the place is.
Well, I think it happens. It happens in the
Oh, okay, good, good, good. The one they passed out, the one they passed out here, Reverend Reuter Blank said there were two mistakes. Okay, let's continue.
The one they passed out here was one that they were sitting here, no?
But you got to write the place in the star and then say in front of us three. Okay, I don't know. The Ram says, B'shem the Ramban, please get it down. We don't hold like Shmuel. Shmuel is Shitoso, because Shmuel said he wanted to get rid of the Tekana of Prusbul, because he wanted to limit it only to a Bezin with Choshev, Kosher. According to Rav Nachman, you don't need a Bezin Choshev. Rav Nachman says, I want to make it stronger. And he brings a riot from Rav Nachman, two Dayanim are enough. So you see that Bezin of Prusbul is more makel than other Momenis, you don't need a Bezin Choshev. Now you remember Nate, Nate's not on, but Nate was asking me, I don't know, he was on before. Nate was asking me, what about relatives? Remember he asked me about that? So I saw that the tumim has a suffix. Later Gedol HaKram said it's okay. Rishon Zalman said it was okay. He sat with his son and it said the Feirish, but to be related to the Loiv, he said it was okay. So the Ran argues and says you need a Bezin Choshev. The Talmid Rav Ashi, the Ran says they didn't give over the words in front of Bezin Choshev. You don't need to write it. You can give it over Baal Peh in front of a Bezin Choshev. You don't have to give over, and that's how the Ran wants to say it, Lamaisa, that they gave over the words in front of a Bezin Choshev. You don't have to write it, you can just give it. I, Bezin of two. Ran says there's no give and take, you don't need three. So Memeila, two is a Bezin Choshev. So what emerges is, let's get the sheet, this mayor, and then you get your question. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam says you need a Bezin Choshev. But it could be of the level of Bezin Choshev of that door. Of that door. Okay? And he brought a raya from the Rabbanan of Ashi. The Maisa brought a raya from the Rabbanan of Ashi. They weren't a Bezin Choshev Shibador. But yes, they are, because they're all considered Talmidim. The Rosh quotes have been a time in the beginning saying you don't need to write a Prusbul at all because we don't have a Bezin Choshev like Rav Amir of Asi. So the Beis Yosef says you don't have to write one, the Maisa. Not that you don't have to write one, it's impossible to write one. They say if Coach Rami Rimberg, Coach Ramam, you need a Bezin Choshev. They say it says only the one Choshev in the door. The Baal Truma says you don't need a Bezin Choshev at all, and that's what the Ramal Paskins. Any Bezin that knows the Halacha is appointed. As long as they're appointed, that's what the Machaber writes. The Rosh says, no, you don't need a Bezin Choshev at all. Any Bezin is good, and that's what the Ramal writes. Halacha Lamaisa. So it turns out to be a Machlaikis between who? Turns out to be a Machlaikis in the Amoroim Lamaisa. Maybe one could say it's a machlis in the Maroim, and is din, halacha lamaisa, whether you need one or whether you don't need one. However, I want to point out to you that the Ran says the halacha is not like Shmuel, because lamaisa, Rav Ashi is chaylik on Shmuel, you don't need a Bezin Choshev, and that's what the Ramah says. So machlis din, Talmid Rav Ashi and Shmuel. And then the Ran adds on to Shmuel, we don't have Paschal like Shmuel. Shmuel is Shitoso, he wanted to get rid of what? Get rid of the Kanis Prusbul. You want to say it's only kosher based on the kosher. Rav Nachman says it's good with anyone. Rav Nachman argues halacha lamaisa, and he brings a raya that two's enough, and there's no matzah matan. And the Ran argues that you need a based on the kosher, and they were talmidim lamaisa. As long as you don't have to write it, you can say it over. That's good enough. A based on time is good because there's no give and take, and you know, two is good. A based on the kosher. And then to conclude this answer, the Beis Yosef says b'shalat chum is dafka to write a prusbul as a tekanas chachamim. Need a Bezin Choshev. But Moshe Shtarosov, which works what? Please get this down. Moshe Shtarosov, a Bezin works, Minatorah, so works with any Bezin. Let's get it. Beis Yosef says, B'shem Baal Truma, that for a Prusbul, which is the Kunsch, need a Bezin Choshev, but Moshe Shtarosov works with any Bezin, because it works Minatorah. Yes, Mayor, go ahead.
So they decided to do the Prusbul online, or at base, and everything like that. If you do the Prusbul online, how do you write a place? Because you're just submitting, like, filling out a form.
I guess you got to write where the city is, where RCA is in Manhattan, I guess.
I don't know if it was RCA, it was somebody doing it.
Yeah, it should be in front of a base. That's why it should be in front of a base. You should identify where the base is. Okay, very good. That answers number what? 7. Let's go to 8, guys. Okay? Basically, it trickled down to me on the Chabar Ramah. Who knows? They made the mistakes. Maybe we're the base in the culture. Maybe we're the base in the culture. There was mistakes on theirs. Wasn't your dad's basin? Okay, let's go. Number 8. You need Talmid Chacham that knows Shmita. Ramah says any guy's good, Lamaisa. Ramah says any guy's good, Halacha Lamaisa. We said that might be a machlokes in the Gemara between Shmuel and who? and Rav Ashi, Tamid Rav Ashi, and also Shmuel and Rav Nachman. Basically, Tamid Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman are I can't manage. He said, I can fulfill it. Okay, where are we up to? No, that's number 7 or 8. What is the din of Yisomim? Now we go on to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, guys. Let's go. Let's focus. On Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Says Beferish, what is the din of Yisomim Megabe Prusbul? Do the Yisomim need a Prusbul? No, they do not. Their father had a loan. He wasn't paid back. The Yisomim take it over. They don't need a Prusbul to remain intact. Why not? Because the Beis Din is considered to be the father of the Yisomim. The Beis Din is considered to be the father of the Yisomim. Oh, that we'll talk about, the mice. We'll talk about that. But that's the Poshet Din. Okay? The Yisomim do not need a Prusbul because the Beis Din acts as the father of the Yisomim. And therefore, since the Beis Din is Avin Shri Yisomim, therefore, Allah Lamaisa, there's no need to what? There's no need to write. It's like it's already automatically given over to Beis Din, the debts. And therefore, there's nothing to worry about. Okay? That's 8, 9. What does the Michlas Chinuch say on the din of Yisomim? It says like this. He says he feels that this din only works when it squeezes the Rabbana, when Prusbul works. Then you say the money of the Yisomim as if it's automatically written in Prusbul. But if Shviz would be the Yeraisa, you'd be in trouble. If Shviz would be the Yeraisa, the money of the Yisomim would be considered to be what? Would be canceled. Allah Lamaisa, they'd be out of it. And the Rabbans master that way too. Rabban says, Yisomim don't need a Prusbul. So Michlas Chinuch says, I don't understand the Chinuch. The Chinuch never once quotes what? The Chinuch never quotes the din of Prusbul ever, because the Chinuch is talking on the mitzvah of the Araisa. He never quotes Prusbul once, and then he quotes the din, Yisomim or not Meshamed. So why are you quoting the din of Yisomim not Meshamed? Because Beis Din is the Avim Shri Yisomim. What do you mean? If it's a Drabbanan, it's a Drabbanan. The Chinuch doesn't quote the Drabbanans, so why would the Chinuch quote this din Drabbanan? He never quoted the Prusbul before, now he says, oh, I want you to know, Yisomim's debts owed to them is not Meshamed. That's all it's in the Rabbanim too, no? And that answers Meir's question, Mechaber Simen Samches, Sivches Rama Ketanim. Yisomim means Ketanim, get it down. The Vilna Gaon says, B'shem the Rivashka, Gedolim, Beis Din is not considered their father, like any other person. So the Beis Yosef. That's the Beis Yosef's name, Nuk Yosef. What'd you say? This is in number 9, yeah. Minchas Chinuch, yeah. It's only the Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, Lamaisa. Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, this din. Okay? So let's get it. That's number 1, number 9. Please get it. Kabra says only Ketanim does it work on. The Gaon says, because the Beis are not Avim, Shol Yisomu, and they're Gedol. Beis Yosef says the same thing, Mishim Muki Yosef. Okay, that was 9, 10. What's the Machlokes Rashi against the Chiddush Ran Ran and the Ritva Vashem Ramban? Machlokes says, whose debt is this? Rashi said it was the debt owed to their father. Yes? You got that? The Chiddush Ran, the Ran in the back of the Ritva is the same Gadol, same Rishon, and the Chiddush Ran, the Ritva quote the Ramban. They say, Lamaisa, what are you talking about? There's a Sifri that says, Rav Shimon Omer, it says that the Shem cancels all the loans. Shemitah cancels all loans except for a Yoresh. A Yoresh, Lamaisa, it does not cancel. That means if a Yoresh is Yoresh, the debt of a father, it's not canceled. So what do you have to need? What do you have to tell me that what? You don't have to tell me the Gemara's Lashon. What was the Gemara's Lashon? That the Beis Din are Avim Shal Yisomim. We don't need that. There's a special Pasuk that says that what? That the, if it's Yerusha, it's not canceled. So you don't need to tell me what. The reason why we don't order a Prusbul is because of the father of the Yisomim, Beis Din. The reason why you don't order a Prusbul is because of the father of the Yisomim, right? Yeah? The reason why we don't write a Beis is because of the father of the Yisomim. So, Lamaisa, why you need that Sfarah? Why can't you just say that it's a Sifri, it's a Pasuk? So the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says that we're dealing with a case that the Yisomim themselves lent the money through an apotropos. The Yisomim themselves lent the money through a caretaker. But if it was their father's money that the father lent, you don't need to say that the Beis Din are Avim Shel Yisomim. It's a Pasuk, it's a Sifri. So therefore, that's the Machlokes Rishonim I want you to know. That's number 10. 11. Why did Rashi not say like the other Rishonim? You know why Rashi didn't like the other Rishonim? The Rambam Korban Nisan Al-Oshchet says, because I'll tell you why. You know what he says? He says, Rashi said, we're dealing with, if it was dealing with the loan that the Yisomim lent themselves, then what? Then you don't need to give what? You can't take money from who? You're not allowed to touch your Yisomim's money. Right? You're not allowed to touch your Yisomim's money. You're not allowed to give out a loan from the Yisomim, kiss for Yisomim, only to a person that has kark or a mashkon. So in other words, the only way you could do that is if a guy had kark or mashkon. Anyway, it's not mashamim. So they say, Rashi did not like that. Don't tell me that the Yisomim are what? Don't tell me the Yisomim lent out their own money, because the apotropos only can do that if the guy has what? If the loan has kark or you take a mashkon. And if that would be the case, you don't need a prison anyway. In a case where what? In a case, in a situation where there what? Where the guy has a mashkin, where you have a mashkin. Umaisa. You're right. I don't like that comment. You took the words right out of my mouth. Karka still, you need a prusbal. Just because you have karka. Unless you say the karka is serving as the mashkin, you know? Maybe you say the karka is serving as the mashkin, and therefore they could just take over the karka. But maybe that's what, I think that's what he meant. That was one of the pshat that we had in karka, though. Okay? That was one of the children they had in Karka, so I hear you. Let's just call it a mashkin. You're not allowed to touch the money unless you take a mashkin. If you have a mashkin anyway, you're not mashami. So that line in the Korban Nisan is a little difficult, but I think it means it in terms of mashkin. So anyway, it's not mashami. So if you're lova a karka lemaisa, the reason is if you're lova a karka, it's not mashami, okay? Because if he has karka, he has achrayas nechasa. Maybe you're going like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. You follow me? That's what he meant. See, the Korban Nisano Aryeh meant like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They have Yashtar Shesh Bacharayas Nechassim, then it's not Meshamim. You follow me? Problem is, we don't hold like you. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Dark Kid Dovet says, we hold like you, Rabbi Shmuel, that it is Meshamim. So you have to say he meant what? He's trying to be mad with the Bryce of Rashi, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But the bottom line is, you guys are right on top of it. You need a mashkon, right? But I'm saying Karka would not be wrong, Aryeh, if you hold it as a star, Sheish Bachrayas, yes? Because you're Bilkhar Ishlokesh, but a star, Sheish Bachrayas, it's not Meshamim. Okay. Whatever the case, maybe Rashi steered away from it, because you can't mess around with Yisomim's money if you're not Betrophus, unless what? Unless you have a mashkon in hand. And anyway, it's not Meshamim. And maybe if you mention Karka, you meant a star, Sheish Bachrayas, if you hold it as Bilkhar Ishlokesh, and Rashi was trying to make the price equal to Bilkhar Ishlokesh. What'd you say?
No,
it's not a psak. He's just trying to make the brisa according to everyone. This is a brisa. It says in the brisa, no? Doesn't it say in the brisa? Chayim Tani Rabbi Yerucham, it's a brisa. These are the ones who said that svara, so he wanted to make that brisa even if we're going to hold like him. It's good horrors. Okay, that answers which one? Number 11, 12. What did the Rashba say in the din of Yisomim? Please get it. The Rashba and the Maram Shif ask on Rashi, if it was the father's money that was owed to the father, there's a principle called Ta'aninin. What's Ta'aninin mean? We advocate for the Yisomim. We advocate for the Yisomim to make the proper Ta'aninin. We advocate, Lamaisa, that maybe the father had a prusbul, or maybe he made a Tanai that Shemitah doesn't cancel, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even for adult orphans, we advance a claim there. We do Tainini. Maybe the father had a prusbul or a Tanai, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Shemit Samasayim Chavfes, great kasha. What do you have to come on with this reasoning, Lamaisa? That it was the chov of their father, Lamaisa. Why can't you say, Lamaisa, if it was a chov of the father, just do Taininin, right? Just do Taininin, and therefore you don't need to come out of the reason that they're the father of the Yisomim, the Beis Din. You don't need that reason, just say Taininin. Taininin means we advocate a mouthpiece. Remember we said that? There are two ways to learn Taininin. Remember we said? What were the two ways? One was the mouthpiece, therefore it's only on a common claim. Or the other one is you have to assess different factors and come up with a psak. So the machlokes ba'almor rabban ba'basu da'vayin is a tainin that's not common. Do we say tainin on a tainin that's uncommon? If it's a mouthpiece, then everyone has said it's not common. But if you say it's to calculate certain factors, then that plays a role. Allah kumai. So what's the answer to the Rashba? Please get it. Why do you have to come out of the abuse of Yisomim? Just say tainin. What's the answer? The answer is the Rashba says, get the case, that our case is talking about the Re'edim. Talking about the Re'edim is Man Alva, and they testified that the father did not make it tonight. They testified that there was the Re'edim at the time of the loan, and they testified that the father never made a condition, and they were always with the father until he died. They know he didn't make a prusbul. That's pretty pretty impressive case. They were around the guy until he died, that they know for sure he didn't write a prusbul. Okay. So therefore you have to come out of the dinner. I'll make sure you saw me. Okay. So Tainina wouldn't be enough. Because there were eight of them. Yes?
Not actually a ridiculous case. So, you know, let's say the father died in the hospital.
Right. There was always someone with him. You're right. There was always someone with him. They couldn't have written a prusbul. Okay. That answers number what? 12. 13. Lamid Sari Karkal didn't prusbul. Guys, let's get it. Focus. Binyamin. From who needs Karka for the prusbul? The Malva, the Lova. The Lova. The borrower must own land to write a prusbul. You have to ask a guy, does he own land or you rent land? Rent is enough. He's homeless, you can't do it. God forbid. If you're guys your age, you don't own land, that would be a problem too, Lamice. We're going to get to that. But plain and simple. 13 is very, very simple. Who needs land? The Lova needs the land. The Lova is the borrower. Please don't get this wrong. Lov is the borrower because he has only three letters. Valva has four letters. He lends, he has more letters. He has money to lend. Okay. And what number is that? 13. 14. What are the two reasons why a Lova must have karka? Please get it. I didn't want to write in the next line Lova. That would give the answer to 14. I wrote it only later. You guys better get that. Usher, you with me? Let's go, David. I still don't see the picture. Okay. I don't know what happened to Nate. Nate?
It's still not working. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're there. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's great to hear your voice. Good to see you. Mayor says hi. We all say hi because we can't see you. Okay, here we go. I don't want to Nate. Here we go, guys. You with me? Okay, number one, 14. Give two reasons why the Lova needs the ground. Karka. Number one, the Milsalo Shkichalo Takin Rabbanah. The Chacham only made takanas when in common occurrence cases. The only time you're going to what? You're going to lend money to a guy if he has karka. That's what Taisa says. This could be a riot that Taisa holds that prusbul is only the Rabbanah. Because he calls the Milsalo Shkichalo Takinu Rabbanah. So the only time in my occurrence is usually people have land. So the prusbul should be written when a guy has land. According to the Rishonim, though, because that answers number what? That answers number 14. No. What's the other reason? That's Rashi. The other one is the Rash. The Ron quotes the Rash that when you have karka, it's considered to be gavui bi'ad bezdin. It's like a mashkon mamish. It's not called loyigos. It's like you have it already. This is what the Rashbam writes in Babasha in two places, Samachvogonav and Tapkuf Nun. And Rashi in Baba Kama, Lamaisa says the same thing. So that means Rashi saws himself. Because over here he says, most of the Shechicha, in Baba Kama Yubayt, he says what? He says the karka makes it like a gavu, it's like a mashkin. Okay, that answers number 14, 15. According to Chuvas Aran, which you know, you better know that, Chuvas Aran says that prusbul does not work within the Seer Stars. Remember we said it's like a magical piece of paper. Once you write it up, it works in everything. That's why you have rules and regulations. Mulcher is possible, Muktim is kosher. Remember we had that Chuvas Aran? It's amazing Chuvas Aran. But the way Rashi learns prusbul, how does prusbul work? It's midin what? Misiri stars. Even though physically you might have to give it in, but as if you did. The Rashi has nothing to do with that. It has a unique koach on its own. So if it has a unique koach on its own, why do you need karpa? According to the Chuvas Aran, why do you need karpa? According to Rashi, I understand why. According to Rashi, I understand why. Why do I understand why? Because the milsa what? It's giving it over, so you want to be able to, that's a common occurrence. And it's a milsah shchicha. Milsah shchicha lo takinu rabbanan. Usually people have land, so they enacted in the situation where some guy had land. So it could very well be you see prusbul is clearly a drabbanan. But if you hold prusbul is diraisa, like that sheet of the Sifri that says, why you need karka? Why you need karka? So lamaisa, let's get it. So it could be if you hold prusbul is diraisa. If you hold principles of the Arise, then it works within mysterious stars like Rashi. That makes sense. But if you hold like the Ran that it's considered to be the Rabbanon, principles of the Rabbanon, the Takanas Chachamim, I mean, I tell you, it's not Gagavui, what's the answer? I want you guys to get this. It's explicit in the Rashbam of Basra that the Rabbanon were Misakin only in a manner which it doesn't look like you're contradicting the Torah. And when a Mava collects Karka, as if he had a Mashkon already. That's what the Miri says as well. In other words, it seems like it's already collected. It's like you're not pressuring the guy because it's like already collected if the law has Karka. So it doesn't look like you're uprooting something in the Torah in that sense that what is this, like if it was already collected. So I want you to get that. If you hold that what? That like the Ran, that it's a special din on its own. According to the Ran, that's a kind of common special din on its own, but Minatur is not Kigavui. So how does it work, Lamaisa? How does it work? Why you need the Karka? You need the Karka to make it look as if you're not being Okra Minatur. Because if he has Karka, it's as if he collected it already. So if it's Gavui, and therefore the Karka solves the problem, that looks like what? Looks like you're being ochre, and so should the din and the tire. Okay, that answers number 15. Okay, that's why Prusbol, if it doesn't work within the serious stars, why you need karka? Because you want to make it look like you're not contradicting what's in the chumash. So if it makes it like a gavu, it's good. Okay, that's 15. Let's go to 16. What are the two naf? Give two nafkamis in Rashi and Ran like Abi Karka. Number one, what happens if you only had a karka at the time of the writing of the Prusbol, and then he sold it before the end of Shemitah, before it was canceled? What do you say? According to Rashi, works because it was Shchiyah. At least he had the karka then. According to the Rashi, it doesn't work because the Zman of Shemitah was not Kegavui because the karka wasn't there. So the Ritva writes the Tam Kemo Arash that it's Kegavui. Nevertheless, the Ritva says if he had karka at the time of the Prusbol, it's good, even though he sold it for Shemitah. Why? Because one time he had history, he had a karka, so it's like it was collected. What does it work that one time he had karka? So he said the pshat is, it doesn't look like you're being ochre the deraisa. At least the karka existed at that time. But if you hold lamaisa that shchiyah, then you understand lamaisa why it's enough to have karka at the time of Prusbol, and you don't have to keep it around at the time of the shemitah. That's what comes out according to what? According to the Rashi. Whereas according to the time of the Rashi, it would not work because lamaisa's mana shmata wasn't covered. And the Ritva says the reasoning of the Rash is because it's Kegavui, but if the karka only existed as Mount of Prusbol, even though it was sold, it wouldn't be Mishamah, because at one time there was karka. So what does that make a difference? Because it doesn't look like it's Okra Minatayr. That's one Nafkamina. Okay, we got that? According to Rashi, the Lord said it'll be what? It's Shchiyah. And therefore, Lamaisa, according to the Rash, it's an issue that it wouldn't work because it was not Kegavui at the time of the Shemitah. And the Ritva is Masber, why that's so? Because Lamaisa, he writes, the Ritva says, even though he had karka, if he had karka, it's not a Prusbol, even though he sold it for Shviz, it doesn't make a difference. Because one time he had karka, that's considered because it goes. Okay, that's one nafkamina. What's the second nafkamina? Let's get it. What's the second nafkamina? Second nafkamina is what? What's the second nafkamina? Second nafkamina is if the Malvas Mazake to the Loive Karka without his knowledge. Let's say the Malvas Mazake Loive Karka without his knowledge at the time of writing the Prusbol. And then when he hears the Loive starts screaming, he doesn't want the Karka. According to Rosh, the Prusbol would not work. According to Rosh, it would work because at the time of the Prusbol he had Karka. I don't care if he screams afterwards. The Prusbol took effect, it's good. I want to see he screamed at the end of Shemivar Mafreya. They didn't want the ground. So even according to Rashi, should be, he didn't have the karka. We don't assume like that's a kasha. We don't assume like that, but it's a kasha. Why don't you say that? That's another nafkamina. So please get that down. That might be on the machine. Give me two nafkaminas, Lamaisin. Did I write that? Yeah, that was number 16. Give two nafkaminas between Rashi and Ran, Lamatsari karka. Those are the two nafkaminas. Number one, if you only had karka at the time of the Prusbol and you sold it before the cancellation. And number two, if you're mezaka lower karka without his knowledge. Okay, that's 16, 17. What does Tyson Kedusha and Nafavavim Beis Masber Lama, sorry, Karka Ladin Prusbol? Why do you need a Karka for Prusbol? He says a whole new reason, a third reason. He says you want to be able to collect the whole thing like a Tina de Abaye. You want to be able to collect the whole loan from the piece of Karka. Chamim Why did you, Lamaisa, to Misakein, to be able to collect the whole thing from that thing? Not with Metalkalin, you only can go to half. So, come in Lamaisa, wanted Misakein so that you can collect the whole thing, and you could go back and forth, like the story of Katina Dabai, a small piece of land, you take it back, then he takes it. Then you take it back again and again and again until you get the worth of it, Allah Lamaisa. Now, he'll keep giving you cash to give back the partial land. So you keep taking it back and forth to get the cash, and that'll be good. Okay. That answers number what? 17, 18. What do we say about Onah? What did Tosis ask me to Onah? So Tosis brought up the following din. Please get it. He said that it doesn't have to be worth the loan. It could be the smallest piece of karka. Because the smallest piece of carcass in Manhattan might equal the loan. $5 million loan. You got a small piece of parcel of land in Manhattan, maybe it's equal to that. Problem is, so we said that that's what Tosis brought up. Again, the carcass does not have to be equal to the loan. So, Lamaisa, Tosis asked, well, isn't that a problem of Onah? What's the problem of Onah? What's the problem of Onah? Not a lot of overcharge. Now, normally there's a klal. What's the klal by Metalfel? You got to get this. If you overcharge Metalfel less than a sixth, it's good and he's mochel. If it's exactly a sixth over overcharging, the sale is good. You got to give him back the sixth. And if it's above a sixth, what's it then? The whole thing is null and void. It's nullity. The whole sale is null and void. Those are the three levels by what? By Metalfel. What about our karka? So the famous phrase, bless you, Yosef, ain't no null the karkos. There's no isser of overcharging markakos. That's a Tosis one. So according to Ramban, there is an isser, but there is no dinim. Meaning there are no dinim. Except Tosis holds there is. Tosis holds, please get it, if you double it, you're over an isser. Tosis writes in many places in Shas, in both Metzion and Zayinamal, Kedushin, Membez and Bez, Ksubisad, Chesin, Bez. He says if you double it, there's Bitul Ameka. The sale is null and void. Tosis quotes a riot from the Gemara, in Ksubis, and the Rif holds we pass like Rav Nachman, ain't an Ola Karkos, there's no Onah at all. Mamish, according to the Rif. So, it comes out, according to the Rav of Yosef and the Rosh, and the Chinuch, that the carcass shovel of Kolakeset, there's no real price. So, Machlek is Machaber Omah, Halach Lomaisa. Machlek is Machaber Omah. See, the Rav and the Rif, and the Rashbam, have the opinion that ain't an Ola Karkos could charge a guy $1 million. It's only worth $10. What do you mean? In Manhattan, it's worth $1 million. So please get that machlokes thing, the Rif and the Ram on one hand, and the Tosis, the Machaber holds like the Ram, and the Ramah holds like what? Holds like Tosis, that is doubling Onoah, would it cancel the sale? According to the Rambam and Machaber, it does not. When it comes to real estate, you could charge over, overcharge, the Ramah says, a doubling it, Ramah would be a problem, and it would create nullity. It would be sale, you know, a nullity means the sale would be void. Allah Lamaisa. Okay? But please get that. Even though Ain't Allah Kos, there's still an Isser. You'd have to clap out Tshuva for it, but there's no three of those dinim. Because real estate is still not right. You should be transparent. Okay, what number are we at now?
19.
That was 18. 19. Thank you. What was the answer that we suggested, the answer to the Kasha of Tosis? Tosis asked a great Kasha. Let's say you have a loan for $1 million. And then you have karka. You have a loan for $1 million, and then you have karka as the mashkel. Yes? You have a loan for $1 million, you have a karka. Karka is a small parcel of land. Well, you know what? I don't care. Maybe that small parcel of land is in Manhattan and it's worth $5 million. So it does equal the loan. Problem, Tosis asks, but he says, ain't on all the karkos. So he left that as a kasha. So we suggested the following answer. Maybe Onah is only a problem within what category? Sales. Maybe seizing the land is not a sale. Maybe it's all under the rubric of a loan and there's no problem Onah by a loan. You understand what I'm saying? Just like we said, similarly, there's no ribbis on a sale. There's only ribbis on a loan. Well, maybe there's Onah only on a sale, not a what? Not a what? Not on a loan. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, and Rabbi, one of Rabbi Wiederblick's Talmidim suggested that it's an implicit mechila, that he's mocha, that the guy's mocha. Why would he be mocha, Lamaisa? He said it's an implicit Lamaisa that he's being mocha. You know, I'm lending you money, $100,000, and I give you a small piece of land. So he said that's a mechila. A no-no. Why is it a mechila? No-no. Who says that he has in mind to be able to take the land, the license? He says he has in mind. He says it's viewed as this. Why is that? Where is the mechila? Don't you have to say it to Farish?
Not even. Why are you able to be mochel on a no? It's a no. It's a
him. I know, but it's, I'm saying what I mean. It's like, no, it's like less than a sixth. Less than a sixth. The sale's good and it's much. You can keep the money. You
didn't. There's no enough. You know,
I understand.
It doesn't exist.
But it's the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. That's what he wants to
tiny.
No, it
doesn't exist.
I know. He wants to say the fact you went through the loan, you took so long, it's an implicit mechila on that. I don't think it's an implicit mechila. Why is it an implicit mechila? I want to give a different answer, which I want you to know that maybe a member of Shekhar told me that there's two shittas where there's ona and skir is fallen. Mm-hmm. Let's say you undercharge someone, Lamaisa. Let's say an employee, Lamaisa, they say, we'll give you a nice raise. He thinks it's such a nice raise. Meanwhile, he finds out everyone's making $100,000 more than him. So they ripped him off. They overcharged what? The employee, right? Can the employee go after the boss on that? You follow what I'm saying? Shekhar told me that about the great Goner of Shapira.
Is he
the great Goner of Shapira, you know, Shapira, the nephew of Rabbi Avram Shapira. He was a dying the year before I came here to YU. He came for 1 year as a Goner on New Kol Tarakula. He found out at the end of the year, they thought he was being paid nicely. He found out all the Rabban got more money. He thought it was Onoah. But does Onoah apply outside of sales? Does it apply to Skiris Poland? So I'm saying maybe it doesn't, and maybe it doesn't apply to a loan here. Maybe we view this whole thing as a loan. That was the answer I wanted to suggest. What'd you say?
Why do you have its own business?
Not officially. Ad hoc once in a while, the Rebbeim would get together. I don't think they do it much anymore. When I was your guy's age, they used to do it.
Didn't they have,
every
once in a while, there's like
a
chalitza that's done in Miami? No?
Yeah, but it's under the auspices of RCA. I don't think they have. Before the RCA had a real functioning Beis Din, when I was your age, it really wasn't as functioning. So therefore, they used to have these ad hoc YU about it, didn't they? Yeah,
Rebbeim.
Is RCA
affiliated with YU?
No, it's not official. No, neither is the OU. Even though they do a lot of things together, but they're not. Let's continue. Where are we at? That's number what? Where are we at? Number 19. We just did 19. 20. What's the din when the lova has no karka? What's the din when the lova has no karka? What's the luck when the lova has no karka? What's the din? Guys, you got to know this. These are going to be on the questions. These are going to be on the questions. Boshet bin Yomim. What do you do when the lova has no karka?
You assign him.
You mazaka him. You take land from the malva, and you give it over to him. How do you do that? You do schia ideacher. What is schia ideacher? You give it to someone else. I give it to Binyamin on behalf of mayor. Okay? Remember we said you can't just, when you do the matzah for the Erevin, right? You can't just pick up something that's in a zok on the community, for the whole community. You have to give it to someone else. And that person that zok is zok on behalf of the other people in the community, are you? What's that called? Schia ideacher. So you got to get that. The lov is homeless. He has no land. That's what you do. He's renting. That would have been good. He has no land. You're mezakeh. That's 20. 21. Let's go, guys. What'd you say?
If someone doesn't have land, what do you do?
If someone didn't have land, we're mezakeh him. I took from the malva. We made a kenyan. And the malva gave over a small piece of his land. No, but it was a kid. It was a kid who had no land. Borrowed money. He borrowed money from one of the guys in the shul. He has no land for himself. So we had the mezakeh in land.
His parents don't mind, they're not considered guarantors?
Not until you actually write it. Of course not. You can't assume that someone's a guarantor unless you say you're going to be a guarantor. They never say you're going to be a guarantor.
So you took from the lender?
Yeah. I took from the lender. He said, give me some of the land. Make a kenyan. Give me some of the land. And it was mezakeh to the lender.
Like an official piece or just like...
Yeah. No, I mean any small piece. You can take out a small piece, you can come there and take it. Bench, let's go, Bench. Let's go, Bench. Okay, here we go. What are we up to? Number what? Number 21. What's the chiddush the Ran Lagabi when the lov has no karka? Do you think this is a schus? What did the Ran ask? This is not a schus. Why is it not a schus? Because it keeps the loan intact, which is bad for who? Bad for the lova. That's ain't chavin la'adam el b'fanav. If anything, it's to his detriment. Zchus, you can do shalom upon him. Where's the Mishnah getting Yirah from the base? It's a great kasha. So what's his answer? His answer is to look at the macro perspective. The macro perspective is he would never get a loan if it wasn't for the fact that what? That he would be given land. You follow me? So look at the macro perspective, Mr. Loba. You want the loan? This is all part of 21. Okay? That's the Chiddush of the Ran. If you look from the macro perspective, it is a schus. Okay? But then the Ran closes by saying, I don't want a raya. I don't agree with this. Don't bring a raya that we have mixed things. If the macro is a schus and the micro is a chov, it's still called a schus. He says, no raya. This is from the kulas of Prusbel. Makule Prusbel. One of the leniencies of Prusbel is that we view it as a schus. The Rush says the same thing. Even though it's a chov, we view it like this. And the Rush says a little bit more in the Mishnayos. Remember, even though it's a chov, they say Mimsakin a Prusbel. Poshev Shana is from the kulas of the Prusbel. That's what I. Or, that's the Poshev Shot. It's part of the kulas of the Prusbel. Okay? That's the Poshev Shot. That's the answer to which one? Number 21. 22. What did the Meiri say on this did? A Mazakim al Karka. What did the Meiri say on this did? You got me? So the Meiri said an amazing thing. He said it's a Schus Gomer. You know why it's a Schus Gomer? Because why? People will not lend him any money anymore. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing. Okay? Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing.
That's the Ron's answer to his own conscience.
No, I said it over wrong, the Ron. The Meiri says that the Schus Gomer wouldn't get the loan. I said over the Ron wrong. Fix that, Mayor. I'm going to ask this on the Bechina Blinetter. What does the Ron say, Gabriel? Why do we look at the macro perspective that it's a Schus? Because, not because he's getting a loan, that's what the Meiri says. What does the Ron say? Because the bottom line is, you are getting a piece of what? You are getting a piece of land. So you are getting a piece of land. So you're getting a piece of land. That's a Schus. No matter how small it is, it still is a schus. You follow what I'm saying? It's still a schus. So you look at the macro perspective and you're getting a piece of karka. It's keeping the loan intact, which is bad for you. I don't care. I still got a piece of land.
So you're looking at the macro perspective.
Yeah, I wouldn't say macro. I would say look at the perspective.
The
you look at what?
The
you look at it, you got a piece of land. Correct, and that's it. I don't care whether it keeps, the side things that emerge from it, I don't focus on. Okay, I wouldn't say macro, micro. The macro is the Meiri. That's the spar of the macro. Okay, what answer that? That's number 22. 23. What was Or Sameach? What was the Chiddush of the Or Sameach based on the Ron? Please get it. What happens if a guy wants to divorce his wife, God forbid? And what does he do? What does he do? He gives her a chatzar, and in it the chatzar was a get. Piece of paper sitting right there. She doesn't know that there's a get in there. Is that a schus or not? On one hand, she's getting the chatzar. Yes? On one hand, she's getting the chatzar. On the other hand, she's getting divorced. So how do you view it? So he wants to bring a raya that it's considered to be a schus. Because the bottom line is, she's getting land. Even though a get comes from it, but we look at what we look at it in a vacuum, like Mayer said, and we call it a schus. You got that? Then he slugs that up and he says, get's different. Because the get and the chatzar are at the same moment. That's why in Lamaisa we would say it's not a schus. The only time we say something is a schus is when you first get the land and then a result of the land, something happens. The loan remains intact. That's where the Ron said it's skittish. But this case is happening at the same time. The chatzar and the get are at the same time. That's why it's considered to be a chol. And therefore it would not be a good get unless she knew about it. Halacha Lamaisa. That answer number 23. Yes?
Didn't the Ron say he shouldn't use his raya?
No, the Orson, the Ron, yes, yeah, the Ron said, yeah. I understand that, but the Ron, the Orson was saying before the Ron slugged it up himself. Okay, before the Ron slugged it up himself, that's what he wanted at tiny. I understand that, he himself, I understand, that's how he backs out of it. But he says one might have said that, and the Orson was speaking to that Nakuda before the Ron himself slugged it up, okay?
Then how can he base himself on the Ron?
I understand, because other Rishonim seem to say it. Other Rishonim seem to say it, Lamais. The Rush, I don't know, how do you interpret the Rush? He says they're a makeup by Prusbel. Seems like the Rush also slugging it up. But there are those who say, he quotes, there are those who bring a riot, and he says, I don't like that. Don't bring me any riots. It's a special din by Prusbel. Okay, the Rush is saying, according to those who brought the riot, you could say this. And then he himself slugs it up by saying it was Gita Vyodom Boinkakan. It was at the same time. Eliezer and Azriel, I don't see it. Okay. Usher, you with me? What number are we up to? We're up to 24, guys. Let's go. What are the details of the Gabe Karka for Prusma? What do you mean, what are the details? What are some of the details? No matter how small it is, it's good. Like what? Even a what? Even a stalk of cabbage. Even if you lend them the place of the oven or the stove, it's enough. Right? And even an atzitznakov is good. A flower pot with a hole because it's connected to the karka. Yes? Those are the pratim legabe karka. That's 24. 25. What did the Gemara ask about atzitz enonakov? A flower pot had no holes. What did the Gemara answer? Well, the Gemara said, what about a flower pot that what? That has no holes. So the Gemara says that should be good if it's sitting on the ground because the place of where it's sitting, right? So the Gemara answers, no. It was on pegs, so it's not sitting on the ground. So when we talk about a what? When we talk about a nutz's knuckle that has a hole, that has pegs, is good because it gets its nourishment through the air and connects to the ground, right? So we'll put it to the ground. But a flower pot that has no hole on it, up to Shana knuckle that's on the pegs, is not good enough. It's not good enough, and therefore it's not going to be considered karka, and the prusbel would not be good. Interesting. That answers number 25. 26. What did Rishonim ask on the Gemara? 1 second here. Isn't there a little hole where the pegs go in? That's a place of karka. So that should make it even up to Shana knuckle of good. That's the Rishonim's kasha. That answers, that's 26. 27, guys. Let's go! 27! Yes?
The Rishonim are saying that
the Gemara. Atzis Nakum is good, Atzis Shana Nakum was not good.
Right.
So the Gemara said Atzis Shana Nakum is not good, but it's the place where the ground is sitting. Just like the oven in the stove, the Gemara asks, to make it good. No, it's on pegs. So Atzis Nakum on pegs is considered good because it's mechubar to the karka through the nourishment in the ear. Atzis Shana Nakum on pegs is bad. But the Rishonim asks, why is it bad? At least the pegs in the ground is a little hole. Takes up some space, cold shoe.
Oh, the pegs
yeah, the pegs in the ground, yeah. It's a great kasha. That's 20 what? That's 26. You guys got to know this Omaha, 27. What's the terrace of the Ram, the Ritva, and the Ramban in the second answer? Ramban's second answer is along with the Ram, the Ritva. Also, the Rosh Machine Tosh says the same thing. The place where the holes go in are not custom enough to write a prusbel. They're too small. Rashi says they're too small. How's that any worse than a stalk of cabbage? Stalk of cabbage. Number 27. How's that any worse than a stalk of cabbage? Actually, what? That's 21. That's 27. 28 is. What do we add on to that? So the Rashi asks, how's that worse than a stalk of cabbage? Any small carcass is good enough. So why shouldn't the place of the pegs be good enough? So the Chasam Sofer and the Dvar Rum answer, karka kosher is only when the karka is kenuya legamri. But if it's just borrowed, then it's not good. And the hole where the pegs are is just borrowed. That's why it's not good enough. In a Hanami, if you owned it, Lamaisa, if it was Knuyolo, it would be enough. Hanibin with the Karka kosher is Knuyolo Lagamri, where its mom is his. But if it's just borrowed to him, lent to him, then Lamaisa, just lent to him. You okay, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me after, yeah?
Yeah.
Lamaisa, it's good to see you back. Lamaisa, okay? So if it's a borrowed, it's very small, it's not good enough. We're up to number what? Number 28. That was 28. 29. We're talking about a Jonathan and a Lova needs to own karka. The borrower has to have karka. Yes? In order to write a prusbel. Not the lender. You better know this. The borrower needs to have karka. The Lova. Lova is 3 letters. He's got less money. Bible 4 letters. He's got to have karka. So why are the holes not good enough in the ground? 29. What's the answer to the Ramban and the first teretz of Rosh and Rashba? You know what they say? They say the pegs themselves were owned by the guy who owned the land. And he lent it to the flower pot. He lent to the Baal Atzasiki. Below it's a Karkishal Siki. Wow.
29?
Yeah, that's 29. And there's the pegs themselves were owned by the Baal Karka. The pegs themselves were owned by the what? Were owned by the Baal Karka. But Lamaisa, he lent to the Baal Atzas, the owner of the flower pot, the pegs, but not the karka of the pegs. So therefore, since he didn't lent the karka of the pegs, Lamais is not good enough. So the kasha, that's number 29. 30, what do we add on to that? that there are room to be chesed b'shem to do the true ask. But he lent them the siki. If he lent them the siki, obviously he's losing. You have to use the karka of the pegs and the makom the siki. Isn't that enough? And if you tell me you only use it like obviously the usage, that's not karka. So why do we have to answer munach siki? Just say it's on the karka that he lent them. And since he only lent them the gabi the hanacha nazis, it's not considered karka. So the Rav Rome says the Baal Tziki also is using what? Uses the Tziki. The bow of the pegs also uses the Tziki. And the karka of the Tziki is karka shutvim. Oh, they both own it together. Karka of shutvim is not good. The gabi writing a prusbul. Partners cannot own karka. It's not good enough to write a prusbul. You have to own it yourself. The lov has to own it himself. This is the Dvar of Rome. The Dvar of Rome says the Baal HaSiki is also using the Siki, right? The Baal of the Pegs is also using it. So the Karka of the Siki is also, it's owned by both. It's owned by both. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. That's the Shtickle Torah you have to say, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Because again, we're talking about a situation that, you know, the Lov has got to own Karka, and the Pegs, L'maisa, well, they're owned by, he's being lent these Pegs. So they both own the ground. They both own the ground. That's bad. You have to own exclusively the land yourself, with Mr. Lovin, a right of prison. Okay, that answers which one? That answers 29, 30. That answers 30. That's what we added on, 31. What did the Piskei Tshuva say, like, I mean, the Tzorach of Karka? Piskei Tshuva says, who doesn't have Karka, according to the Tshuva's Kam Sofer? How can you have a case where a guy doesn't have Karka? Wherever you live, you have karka. So let's say number one, he's homeless, we said. Okay, God forbid, sleeping on benches. But Lamaisa, even if you don't have your own, you're renting, or at least you have something, you're borrowing. So he gave an answer, not homeless, he gave a different answer. Well, that was our answer, homeless, God forbid. Another answer is, at the end of the day, kid, you guys' age, you don't own karka. Okay, you might have the ability to live at home and live in the dorm. That might be the only time in your life you have that ability. Have two homes in a sense, but owning you don't own. So therefore, if you borrowed money, Lamaisa, that's why I had this case in the shul. There was a guy who lent money to a kid who doesn't own his own land. So we remarked him karka.
The child is over, but
he's eating by his parents, Lamaisa. And Yoko Osaka Bakol Shaw. The cloud said Venobasa Garm Bitsavian. Yeah. There's the father and mother, you don't own the land. So Lamaisa, the father, they can kick you out at any time. Lamaisa. You don't have any ownership on it. So Lamaisa, that's one answer.
Why is there borrowing land for a stove?
At least you gave it to them. You don't borrow it. They pay your tuition, they pay the dorm. You don't have any title to it.
Sure.
Nothing.
I'm saying, but fine, but like,
and it's them, Lamaisa. They're just letting you there. Lamaisa, they're just letting you there. You don't have any bylaws on it. You're not even borrowing it. You don't have a responsibility to pay it. They don't pay the dorm. They don't come after you. They come after your parents.
That's
the din. That's one answer. Another answer is...
You're not a guarantor.
You never sign again. It's not true. If your parents, God forbid, don't pay any of the dorm, they can't go after you. Not at all. It's against the law.
Sure.
They go after the parents. That's it. Second terrorist. What happens if someone's living in your permission without permission? He's living in your apartment without permission. That may be another case. Lamaisa. He doesn't have any land. That's like a homeless guy. According to Dibri Yecheskel, maybe he got Rishus, but maybe both guys are using the place at the same time. That shook him again. If that shook him again, then what? Then that's not owning karka. So we have three scenarios: a homeless guy, a guy who's your age, or a guy who's living there in someone's place without permission. Lamaisa, just squatting basically. And then we had a fourth answer. That two guys are using it, you know, together. You don't have any home, and you're just living there with the owner. Lamaisa.
If you're splitting an apartment with like five guys in Manhattan, so it's a five-bedroom apartment, you can get a room. So, because
you're renting it, it's yours. If you're not renting it, that's it.
If you're renting it with a group of people, it's shutting now.
That would be a problem, Lamaisa.
But you get your own room.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, everyone walks, and everyone else is, you know, you got to walk in the kitchen. Push up shot that shutin. Has to be yours yourself, Push. Push up shot that shutin. It's a good horror. It's a very good horror, Daniel. I mean, Binyamin. Very good horror. Might say, if you have roommates and things like that. So he wants to say, Binyamin, you have your own room. I don't know. Is it usher for them to come in your room? When you have roommates like that, is it awesome?
You have to knock.
You have to knock. Okay, I understand. But the you rent the kitchen together. Yeah, go ahead, John. What's your question?
No, I was just going to further Pignon's point that, like, even if it's two people on the same lease and you're paying a separate amount and you're more or less entitled.
So you want to view the room as a separate thing, you're saying? Okay, could be.
Even if you share some shared areas, what? That's like the case, you know, two people who
they're
share.
Sure.
No, it's like, okay. Some people want to cross there, but they have their own house. It's like, have their own land and their
right, but in this situation, as long as it's exclusive land.
No, like, okay, the
you don't have your own room in an apartment, you have nothing exclusive, though.
Yeah, but it's
well, you draw a red line in the room.
If you have your own bedroom in the apartment.
Right, I hear you. If you have your own bedroom, I hear it more. But if you don't have your own bedroom, I mean, no one draws a red line, says, oh, don't cross over my line. They'll think you're nuts. You know what I mean? Okay. Let's close with number 31, then we're going to go down to Mitchell. That was 31. 32. What did the Divya Cheskel say on the Gemara of Atzashin and Nakum? So the Divya Cheskel said, why didn't the Gemara say like this? Why didn't the Gemara give a good answer and say, the Atzashin and Nakum is talking about a case we had no Rishus. Atzashin and Nakum is talking about a case we had no Rishus. So you have no Rishus, it's not going to help you. That would have been a very simple answer, no? Gemara says, why is an Atzashin and Nakum not good? Well, maybe you had no Rishus. You know, we said a Makum of the Tanur of Kiriyah, maybe you have no Rishus here. It's a great kasha. So what's the Teretz? Why did the Gemara give that answer? You know what the Teretz is? Because if that was the case, then even Atzashin and Nakum would be bad. You have no Rishus to do Yanikin. It's not called Yavkarka. We're drawing a distinction between Atzashin and Nakum and Atzashin and Nakum. If the case is you have no permissions, you have no permission in both directions. So both of them should be bad. So that's why the Gemara stirred away from saying that answer. Couldn't have been a good answer at all. Okay, let's close with something from Chumash. Please chazer over, guys. Keep chazering over. Sunday we'll have cheer 9:30 on the Zoom.